greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the day for your sweetie. We're talking a little bit of Valentine's grilling. Guys, you're going to have to ramp up the game a little bit if you want to keep Mama happy in this Valentine's Day. And guess what? Barbecue Bob and I are just the guys to help you do it. I am Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What you cooking for your Valentine, baby?
That's right. We're coming to your rescue right now because I know all you guys are out there going, man, I still don't know what I'm going to do. I ain't done nothing, and I'm stuck. Okay, you still have time.
Yes, you do.
Unless you're listening to the recorded version on Sunday night, in which case, I'm sure you figured something out. it's going to be just a great time on the grill again. It always is, but the weather's helping us out a little bit. So it, you know, early spring, I'm sure we're getting an early spring. I'm already getting ready to get the suntan oil out.
Yep, they got Phil saw his shadow a couple weeks ago, so that's supposed to indicate an early spring. I don't know if they put him back in the hole for a year or they grill him. I'm not sure, but when he saw his shadow,
grill a groundhog.
Oh, you could,
you,
man.
Smoke him.
Oh, smoke him. That's it. Yeah. So tip number one for Valentine's, right?
So
there.
How did your anything big this week? Did you do any grilling? Anything, you know, killer on the grill? Have a great beer, great margarita, anything?
All of that.
Yeah.
The gal I'm dating now is very, very fond of shrimp. So
she's not very tall. That figures.
That's true. You know what? I didn't make that correlation, but you're probably right.
I beat him on one. Right. How about that, Brian?
But anyway, I did shrimp three different ways on the grill. I did it a little bit spicy, and then I did a sweet one, and then I just actually boiled some. So I did two on the grill and one boiled so that we could have a shrimp cocktail. But I did shrimp three ways, was my Valentine's dinner,
nice,
if you will, for her.
Nothing wrong with shrimp.
No.
I can eat that till cows come home.
And actually, I put a cast iron skillet on the grill, got it really hot, and melted a little bit of butter in there, and clarified butter, so it didn't foam up. And then I just rolled those shrimp around in there with a little bit of Cajun seasoning. And that was the spicy one, but that buttery Cajun.
Beautiful.
And I didn't have too much butter on it, so that it kind of got a little crust on the outside of the shrimp. And,
about butter and mussels a shellfish.
Right.
They're so good together.
Yeah,
I had crab legs just a few days ago while I was in Canada, and it was the same deal. It was just like, I know the butter's like not the best thing for me, but
last week you were talking about that plank that you found there when you're doing the planks and you found your core.
Yeah.
Is that all buttered and
lobster? I was in Canada all week. I think they only brought me up there to cook, honestly, because that's all I did. We go out to the ranch.
I understand what you're good at.
We have a ranch, and it's 120 acres. Arctic Spas owns this old horse farm, and it's this beautiful Frank Lloyd Wright building out there, 6,000 square foot house. It's got three family rooms, like eight bedrooms, and we train people out there. There's a swim spa, another big hot tub, grills all over the back deck, smokers. Be a great place to throw a party, I'll tell you that. And that's kind of what we did. We train till 5 o'clock and then basically just have fun until you go to sleep. But I was using these little Smoky Hollow stand-up electric smokers.
Okay.
Because we have a container load from China full of them yet.
Right.
And they don't work too bad. I mean, for the money, for $200, they do a nice job. So I did, one night I did sausage, I did brisket, I did, did jerky, I did butts.
Do these things have a little rheostat on
them? Oh, yeah. You set the temperature and let it smoke.
Right.
They're beautiful.
and you let it go. And depending on what you're cooking, you cook to your different temperature. But there's the first Valentine's tip, guys, that I would put out there is generally, I'll speak in general terms, but the ladies don't like heavily smoked food.
No, most don't.
And you want to put just a little bit of smoke on your food. If you like it smokier, save it for a different day. But a little bit, and don't use the big mesquite or maybe even hickory. If you stay with the fruit woods, the cherries, the apples, then those are going to put a lighter smoke.
Or even if you do like the mesquite flavor, just don't pound on it.
Right.
Give it a nice hint of that flavor instead of, you know, a coating of darkness. Because
right.
That's indigestion coming.
I mean, everybody knows what a smoke ring is if you've listened to the show, but you don't necessarily need that on a piece of meat. And your fowl, whether it be chicken or turkey, that's going to take that smoke a little heavier than quicker than,
yeah.
than say, a piece of beef will.
Yep. The lighter meats are going to cling to that smoke real heavy, so you got to... Heck, you know, if you're using like a regular charcoal smoker, I don't even throw flavor wood on anymore when I'm using those things.
Yep.
Just use some nice wicked good charcoal or some Parker's or whatever good charcoal you can get a hold of, and it's got plenty of smoke in it.
Right, the lump stuff especially.
It's a bit of a misnomer, or it's misleading, you know, it's that you have to throw flavor wood on all the time, and a lot of people do over-smoke. They're trying to get the big smoke ring. Not so important. Flavor's everything.
Flavor is everything. I mean, that's why else are we doing it? I mean, we're not in a competition. We're feeding our lady for Valentine's Day, guys, or maybe the ladies are out there and they're going to, you know, create a little Valentine treat for their man and step away from the grill, sir. I'm taking over. That'd be kind of a cool thing. I don't think I've had her given her the opportunity to do that yet.
Well, when I was in Canada, my wife was bragging that she made shish kebabs without me. But what she didn't tell me is that she couldn't get the grill lit, so she had to make them in the broiler. It's like,
well, there's a guy. There's a way to keep your wife off
your
equipment.
When we
just don't tell her how to fire up the grill.
When we took that smaller stainless of mine up to Tip Up Town, we brought it back on the deck.
Right.
Well, the tank's still in the garage.
Oh, well, that might be why it wouldn't light. Oh, I'm sorry, but that's a good one
right there.
There's
some funny stuff.
That's a lady whose man has grilled for her forever because that would be, there's nothing coming out of this thing. Why can't I get it to light?
Fine. So coming up in the next segment, Jop, I got to tell you, I ran into this lady that's got this cool project going on. And Colonel Denny Gillum, who's helped us with GI Barbecue, a friend of ours that we know, sent me an email inviting me to this self-defense class, and it just looks so cool because of all the people that he's bringing in. And the lady that's organizing that is Jennifer Franzen, and she's going to join us in the next segment. And the reason I wanted to bring her in is because I just thought, you know, what's one of the best things you could give your lady? How about if, like, I travel, how about if you could give her the ability to protect herself when you're gone, or to help her enhance her ways of protecting? You know, we buy them maybe some little 380 ladies keepers or this and that, but what if they don't have a pistol or a baseball bat? What if they're just walking down the street and they're having trouble? So we're going to talk all about a way you can give your girl the best, one of the best gifts you could possibly give her, and that's confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of different, you hear crazy stuff that goes on, man. It, you know, they get some guy that jerk you out of your car at a stoplight, or you know, you hear the thump in the night when you're out on the road and you're there, she's there by herself, and the dog barks.
Yep.
You know, and it's like,
how do you react?
Yeah, how do you react to that?
And
if
maybe
you can
you'll
react with confidence.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
And maybe you should go to the class with her so that you're both on the same page, because it's really for everybody. So I know this isn't really a grilling item, but it's, in my opinion, like one of the best gifts you could give somebody.
Well, exactly. And we're not all about grilling. We're all about what guys do, man. And this is something that a guy should do for
very important.
Lady.
Yep.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Coming up next, you're going to want to listen into the Jennifer as she breaks this down on one of the coolest things you could do for your lady. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hi, I'm Jim Crank, and I would like to personally invite you to visit Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. With three locations in Grand Rapids, Mount Pleasant, and Big Rapids, Cranker's brews award-winning beers and has one of the finest menus in the Great Lakes. From our barbecue brisket to our junkyard omelets, Cranker's is the ultimate microbrewery experience. I believe if you eat good, you feel good. Visit crankersbrewery.com. That's crankersbrewery.com. Eat good, feel good. Cranker's. Yeah!
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I got a cobra snake for a necktie. A brand new house along the roadside, and it's a made out of rattlesnake hide. Got a brand new gin that baby built on top.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's Valentine's Day. Get out and do a little something for your lady. Or ladies, do something for your guys. Switch it up a little bit. This is a time to make everybody feel special. And the Grilling Guys got a little bit of help. And Bob, we got a special guest with us now.
That's right. Jennifer Franzen putting on Protectors Conference from iConnectEye. Welcome to the Grilling Guys.
Thank you, guys. I'm honored to be here.
Well, you've certainly...
It's her first time, must be.
Certainly,
huh?
Brightened up the studio. We don't get a lot of good-looking women in here for obvious reasons. It's usually big guys with, you know, barbecue sauce on their bibs or something.
I don't know. You keep working at that Snap Fitness, man, and I might get replaced. I can smell it coming. But
Yeah, what are you doing on Saturday mornings, Jennifer? So, like I said in the first segment, I got this idea because I was going to go to your conference, and I thought, I wonder if you could use that as a gift and bring women to it, too.
Absolutely. Since I am hosting this conference, it is absolutely for women, but it may not be evident. If you go to the website, you will see pictures of guys, kind of combat pictures, and you'll hear things like security and strategic decision making and ethics under pressure and Krav Maga. And women may not evidently connect
right.
with this.
So it's not just for guys, and women need this just as bad as anybody or more.
This came out of, can I share with you a personal experience
sure.
where this started? So I do tours to Israel, among other things. And I was in Israel, and my friend, who's a major in the IDF, said, Jen, how about I take you to the Israeli border, or to the Lebanese border with Israel, and the vice president of your tour company is on reserve duty, and you can meet him there. And I said, okay, I guess that's okay. So we go, and we're driving this little road, and we park, and we're on top of a hill, and I guess the base was all underground, so I didn't go into that, but I go into the little walkway with the sandbag covered sniper lookouts, and there's a couple Israeli soldiers with us, and so they're explaining what I'm seeing. I look down the hill, and there's a road and a little chain link fence, and then another hill, and that's Lebanon, and there's the UN, and then there's Hezbollah, And the Israeli soldiers are making jokes about Hezbollah hearing them and them hearing Hezbollah. And
it's a day-to-day occurrence, and it's a reality for them.
Yes. And I said, I don't understand how you can stand here and laugh when you know what they, 300 feet away, want to do to you. And in perfect English, this Israeli soldier turned to me and said, here we're on our territory fighting them. He said, your guys go to their territory and fight them. And I went, my guys? I had never been that close to danger. I didn't think about really what our military and our police do to keep us blissfully ignorant mm-hmm. of the things that threaten our way of life. And so this conference is really to champion that idea that we are all protectors. As a single mother of four girls, I am a protector. And I got to have some confidence and skills to be aware of my surroundings, be aware of threats, know how to handle things, be able to think under pressure. And so this conference is really to build the bridge as protectors of not only civilians, but with our police.
So even if you don't want to go and fight on your country's border,
right.
this might be a good idea for you. Actually, we need to do that here, too. That's a different segue.
Jennifer, so tell me, where is the seminar? When is it? And why would I want to become part of it?
Well, the seminar is going to be held at the JW Marriott.
In Grand Rapids?
Yep, in Grand Rapids on Saturday, February 20th from 9:30 to 5:30. And it is really about building yourself, empowering yourself with skills and confidence to do your job. Because really, we all deal with conflict. Because not everything is physical. But we still need to have the skills and the knowledge and the know-how to handle it. That's what adds to our confidence. And so that everything we do, whether it's even being a parent, or whether you're a teacher, or whether you're a cop, or whether you're a businessman dealing with employees and employers, you have conflict and stress. And you need to know how to handle it.
Yeah, as an example, I couldn't get in the parking ramp this morning.
That has a lot of stress. For you, Bob, how can I help?
Machine was jammed.
Did you cause conflict?
No, I just blew through it.
Right. Yeah. Had no conflict. I hit the accelerator. Yeah. It was all good. Yeah.
No. So tell us about some of the instructors that are going to be there. Okay. We know Colonel Denny Gillum's doing one of the segments.
He is co-hosting the mm-hmm. event with me.
Okay.
Our speakers are the Israeli major, who I mentioned, Elliot Chodoff. And to kind of qualify him, he was just hired by China to come in and train their generals and speak on counterterrorism and security measures. Israel has tactics and skills that every other country uses, but theirs are a little more tested, a little more tried.
Well, and they're unguarded. These guys, they teach things like body language and stuff that we won't allow our people to do because you might be profiling. But if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking with Jennifer Franzen right now from iConnectI, and she's putting on a conference called Protectors Conference, and I'm going and I'm bringing my young daughter with me because I love defense. I love defense classes. Anything to do with keeping people safe, I'm all about that, and I just love what you're doing. So
thank you.
Tell us now, and to qualify the Army, the Israeli major, they also make great weapons over there. Yeah. They've had to be just totally brutal tough since 1947. They've been attacked numerous times, and when you talk about the Hezbollah being right there, they're funded by Iran. And now we just released a bunch of money to Iran. So the Hezbollah got refunded again, so they have more money.
Yes.
So it's a tragic situation that they live with day to day, and they get just random mortar rounds coming in. So they've had to learn how to live with conflict that's unlike anything we've dealt with. So I think they've learned tactics that'll help us.
Well, they have, and as I was mentioning before, they are the only conscript army in the world that is male and female. So everybody, when they graduate from high school, they serve a minimum of two years
There's
for women,
a concept.
Three for men. And men stay in the reserves until their 40s. So they have an active army. They have an army almost as big as ours.
Right.
Because it is based on their entire
country. A little
bit
like Switzerland does it.
Okay. And so, when you have these people maybe not serving in their military position and they're just living life, they still have skills, they're still aware, they're still more active civilians and more empowered civilians. And the funny thing is, when I call my Israeli friends, when I see bad news coming on, and I call my Israeli friends to say, oh, are you scared? How's things going? He says, he laughs and he says, what do you mean? There's always conflict on our borders. He said, here in Israel, we're fine. Because they refuse to live afraid.
Under fear.
Yep, because then their terrorists win.
Yep.
Jennifer, if somebody wanted to participate in the conference, how do they find out more about it? How much does cost? That kind of thing.
Yep. You can go to my webpage at www.iconnecti.com. And the I's are just the letter I. And on the webpage, there is a link to the Protectors Conference. You click on that. There's videos, there's
details.
It's
really a nice, it really shows you everything. And if you click on that website, I mean, if you check it out, you might be drawn to go because there's some real talent you're bringing in. And I'm excited about it. I'm former military and love the whole defense world, but I know we need it badly. And
yes. And
I feel for people who feel defenseless, like women in particular. I don't know what that's like, but I think this will help men and women who have never been taught properly how to defend themselves, how to look for trouble in advance, too, so that they can keep away from it. And I think this is going to address a lot of those things.
Well, and the great thing is it is elite training. So guys, our police, everybody who comes, security guys, they all feel like they're getting the inside scoop in this great deal. But the women get to be included, too, because they are strong and powerful, and they belong there.
So if your wife has a problem with you, you might not want to bring her because she might be snapping your neck on the way out.
And then there's that.
And it's $125 a person, $99 if you're a vet or active duty or police firefighter.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. I just love what you're doing, and I'm so glad you took
some time
to come to the Grilling Guys. And
I am honored to come to the Grilling Guys. Yeah,
so
well,
then
we gotta
end with a Grilling Guys question is, do you have a grill? Do you use it? And if so, what do you like?
Yes, yes. And my favorite thing on the grill would be barbecue chicken.
Nice.
Very good. Wow. Now, do you cook it dry and put the sauce on at the end, or do you cook it with the sauce on all the way through?
Sauce on at the end.
There you go.
Okay, for you single guys, you might want to go to the conference because she's a looker and she's got a grill.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And there's nothing better on Valentine's than that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Jennifer, best of luck with your seminar, and thanks for joining the Grilling Guys. Coming up next, we're going to be diving a little bit more into these Valentine recipes and maybe even some gift ideas from the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats, as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
The Grilling Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
Have you missed episodes of The Grilling Guys? Go to TheGrillingGuys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's TheGrillingGuys.com.
Satisfaction's been our name since 59. Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson. That's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids. We even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys, the Valentine's Day edition. Glad you're tuning in because guess what, guys? We're giving you a little bit of a heads up to be able to belly up to the grill and make a little something for your girl. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What are you cooking, man?
It's all about Valentine's Day, baby.
Yeah?
That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
And I think one of the things you want to remember is what not to get your girl for Valentine's.
And what's that?
Well, you got to be careful. I mean, because shopping for women's tough.
Yeah, you know, you roll into Vic's Secret or
someplace
like
that.
Don't do it. That's more for me than it is for her,
right?
Don't
do it, man. Exactly. You're going to bring her something. She's going to go, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I hate it when they say that because then you know it's like totally wrong deal.
Yeah.
It's like asking her to buy you a pair of hunting boots.
Right.
Ain't going to work.
No, it's just not going to work. The other thing is staying away from the appliances and the utilitarian items.
Well, vacuum cleaner's a good idea.
Yeah, right. Good. If you want to learn how to fly it, that's about all that's good
for.
You
learn how to pull it out of your keister.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't going to work. So, I think one of the nicest things you can do for her is just to make her dinner.
Sure.
And really go out of your way. And I'm not talking about just because you get to get out on your grill. You may or may not use your grill. Hopefully you will, but here's the deal. Women love it when you really go out of your way. So you get the good, you get the good linen napkins out of the wherever you keep them, and you press them. You find the little rings that go around them. Maybe get the good silver out if you have any, and you get the nice wine glasses out and the nice china, and you just get a table set for two, the candles, get all that stuff done. So she should be like somewhere when you're doing this. Maybe somehow she gets to take a little junket or something.
A little spa day maybe or something.
Yeah,
maybe a little
awesome
massage
idea.
Or get some nails
you
and hair done.
If you don't have
like that.
Yeah. You might have trouble getting into a spa on a Sunday.
Well, I might have a connection at one or two, and there's a little place in Ada that I could turn you on to called A Fine Touch that I bet I can get you in, guys.
Sunday.
Any day, man. Any day. Okay. I happen to know her. But but listen, that's the other thing is listen to your lady and what she likes. Because don't go out there and make her something on the grill that you know you love and she kind of likes. You got to do this one the other way around, guys. And if it ends up being a chicken breast or something like that.
Done to perfection.
Yeah, and juicy and not overcooked and with the right seasonings on it. You know what she likes, and just take the time to do that.
Even if you're on a budget, you can do that. That's a great idea. It's like a nice chicken breast with the skin on it and some, finish it off with some Parmesan, put a nice crust on top of it or something like that. It doesn't have to be expensive. But by all means, get fancy. Put your nice slacks on when it's time to eat. Press your shirt, tablecloth, all that stuff. Women like that stuff. They want to feel like they're at a fine restaurant. And a lot of times you just aren't going to take them to a fine restaurant because, A, you didn't make reservations. B, you don't really want to have the extra money.
Right.
Or C, she just tells you she doesn't want to go out, but she really wants to be pampered. So when I talk about, doing the heavy lifting, I'm talking about dressing it to the T's, every detail, and dessert too.
That's exactly right.
And I would buy the dessert.
And, yeah, you could, but let me go down two of those really quick. Take a banana, leave the peel on it, slice it in half lengthways, put the banana side up for about 5 minutes and grill it. Flip it over, put the banana side down for about 2 minutes, get some grill marks on it. Take that thing off, put it on a plate, and drizzle caramel sauce on it. Your ice cream caramel sauce. That simple. That is a grilled treat. The other one you do all the time, Bob, is grilled pineapple.
Those are nice. Yeah, grilled pineapple. You can just put them on a skewer and grill them.
Right.
You know, on the banana theme, you can always do the bananas flambé, too. And that's really, really nice. Slice that banana. You get a nice cast iron skillet. And you can do this out on your grill if you have to be outside. Get a cast iron skillet, warm it up, put a little pat of butter in there, and then put a shot of Kahlua in it and saute that just for a minute on each side in some Kahlua. And then right when you're bringing it back into the dining room, you pour a shot of vodka on it and you hit it with a long-stemmed lighter right when you bring it in and it's on fire, bananas flambé.
Yeah.
Put that over ice cream.
Ooh.
Oh, baby. Get you some nice Hudsonville ice cream, know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. A little French vanilla.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I could eat that stuff. There's something about Kahlua and bananas together. Man, that is that stuff.
Guys, if you really want to go all out, I'm not going to hit every aspect of this, but here's one that will turn her head, and you can go buy little frozen lobster tails. They're all cleaned. They're all cut in half. The shell's on them. And you can grill up a lobster tail. It's a lot easier than you think it is because all you got to do is just preheat that grill to medium high heat. And basically, you thaw out that lobster tail in the refrigerator. You could do it in a microwave, but plan ahead and do it in the refrigerator. And then basically all you're going to do is put that on the shell side down for about 3 or 4 minutes, just like I did the banana, and then flip it over for a couple minutes to get some grill marks on it and melt some butter. And you just serve a lobster tail with butter and maybe a little bit of rice and some vegetables with that. It's a beautiful presentation. Couldn't be easier. And it's just something special. And yeah, you can buy a lobster tail for $9 or $10 a piece. So you got $20 into a couple lobster tails. But maybe buy a little steak to go with it.
It might cost you $20 for a nicer one.
Yeah, yeah.
You can get them in the store still alive. And another way you can do that job, way I had it when I was in Australia, they go down the back of that shell and they put a knife blade under it and they just cut a slice. You put your knife blade up and you follow that tail around. And you just basically put a slice all the way down that tail, and then you set it on the grill. When you do that, that shell opens up, and that lobster tail kind of pops up out of the shell.
Yeah.
And then you finish it off with some white cheddar right as it's just finishing.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. It's just beautiful. It's a great presentation, and it's just something you don't see very often. It just
all that stuff's
looks,
on the internet.
Man.
These aren't magic recipes that Barbecue Bob
yes,
and I
they
come
are.
Up with. Yeah, I'd like you to believe that. But, I mean, just you know what? Google is your friend. And just get the little simple instructions. But I guess all we're saying is just go a little bit out of your way, guys, and see if you can, you know, just make her feel really special this one time a year. I mean, Valentine's is tomorrow. It's not today. But a lot of people are celebrating it on Saturday night. So, you know, make it happen. Go do something special. I said, you know what? You're going to love the result.
If your girl is a beer lover, you can go to Crankers right now, and you can pick up their winter ale. They still have some of that in the 22-ounce bottles.
Oh, that's
it's a fantastic
too.
Seasonal ale.
Like a vanilla porter or something.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh. I don't know what it was. Almost like an old English. It was just beautiful. We had some up at Tip Up Town.
Right.
And so if she's an ale girl, a special bottle like that. Also, Anchor Steam makes a beautiful seasonal bottle like that. It looks like a champagne bottle, but it's beer. So, you know, you might not want champagne with your meal. But if you want a champagne or a wine in the next segment, we're going to get one of our dear friends, which is Brian Lesprince from Fen Valley Winery. He's going to come on the next segment, and he's going to give us some ideas that I guarantee you will steer you straight on picking the right wine for that zone.
And those wines are all over the state of Michigan, so you're going to want to listen to this guy and take some of his advice because, you know what, he's not going to steer you wrong. This is what he does for a living. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
We'll be right back.
your window stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Arctic Spas is the leading spa in the world. Arctic Spas are engineered in northern Canada for Arctic weather. The controls are so advanced that the tub can talk to your laptop or your serviceman's computer. If you want a hot tub that will last you the rest of your life, go to goarctic.com. That's goarctic.com. I wouldn't put my name on a product that wasn't the very best. And Arctic Spa is all of that. This is Barbecue Bob. Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Hey, Jop, I'd high-five you on that last play, but I can't. My plate's full, and I got my beer in the other hand.
Hey, Bob, you need the Super Tailgate Plate. It holds a bottle, a can, or a glass, plus all the fixings in one hand. Whether you're tailgating, partying, or at home sitting around the campfire, you got a hand free for anything you need to do.
Wow, Jop, where do I get mine?
You know what? At thegrillingguys.com, we've got them. Just click on that Super Tailgate link. And they're available in 12 and 4-packs.
Now that's a game winner, baby.
You bet.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Yeah, you might be cold as ice. Maybe some ice wine this time of year, because you know what? This is the Valentine's Day edition, and you need to do something special for your honey, and the Grilling Guys are here to help you out. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What you doing special, baby?
Right now, I'm fixing to get my wino on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
no better guy than this one.
We call in the big guns when we don't know what to do, and on the live line, the grilling line right now, we got Brian Lesperins from Fen Valley. What's up, baby?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So we're stuck here. We got, you know, a couple hundred thousand men around Michigan don't know what up with the wine.
Very good.
So help us out, Brian. Well, here's what I want to know is generally when I'm grilling for my lady, and that's what we've been talking about today for the guys, is that I'm not doing that big, heavy chunk of beef or that big, bulky pork butt on the smoker, but I'm going to do something a little more.
Unless that's what she wants.
Right, yeah. But typically it's a little lighter. Maybe a chicken breast or maybe some shrimp or maybe a lobster tail we talked about. We need help with the wine because our guys, we teach them to be beer guys, and we talk a little bit about wine, but we rely on you for that. So help us out, man.
Well, hey, you know, wine and food is definitely more of an art than a science. You know, the first thing I always say is, you know, drink what you like. The rules of you know, red with steak and, you know, white with chicken have sort of gone by the wayside.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it is good. And you know, I look at it more in terms of flavor intensity. So if you're going to use, you know, something that's got more flavor in terms of seasonings, then you're going to want to make sure that that wine's a little more full-bodied. So something like a Pinot Grigio, which is really light in body, might get washed out if you've got any spice on the rub or whatever you're gonna, or sauce or whatever you're gonna use to bring some flavor to the dish. So you want to pick something like maybe a dry Riesling that's got a little more flavor to it on the white side. Same thing on the red side. I mean, you've got different intensity levels there too. And if you're using a lot of pepper or a lot of spicier flavors, then you're gonna probably want a wine that's got a little more intensity so that it doesn't get washed out by the food. Everything in balance.
Okay, so let's say you wanted to do a flank steak like we talked about last week, where you get a nice piece of flank and you wrap it around some rice with a pretty presentation. Would that lend itself more to a red?
I think in general it might. I'd watch your, again, seasoning, and if it's a little bit lighter on the seasoning and it's a leaner cut of meat, you could go into something like a Pinot Noir or a red blend that's not quite as heavy duty as a Cabernet Sauvignon. But if you're going to spice that thing up with a nice, amount of pepper and other, bigger flavors, then it would stand up to a Bordeaux style red, no problem.
Okay, then try this. This is from Snap Fitness: curry and ginger rubbed lamb chops with apricot lime sauce. That sounds really good.
It does.
Curry and ginger, apricot lime.
Sounds like a little bit of a trickier wine pairing, because you got a lot of flavors in there that could dominate. So I'd probably go with something like a dry Riesling that's got a little more flavor and a little more complex flavors, so it can kind of latch on to all those different complex flavors in the food.
And it's a little on the sweet side, so it might pair up nicely with that apricot lime sauce.
Yeah, bit of sugar in wine I find is really good when pairing with Asian cuisine or any cuisine that's got a little bit of kick to it. That sugar helps to kind of tone down the spice and helps to kind of round out the flavors.
Oh, that's a great tip.
Brian, you guys got a website that is a pretty good one, and I was just wanted to bring people's attention to it. That how many varietals of wine are you guys producing down there?
Sure. FenValley.com is our site. We try to keep it up to date as best we can. Yeah, we do about 40 different wines here, so everything from your Bordeaux-style dry reds to sweeter wines, fruit wines, and even hard cider. So, you get all the way to Fenville, we try to make sure we've got something for everybody.
And is your tap room open all year long?
We are. We're open all but 4 days, generally 11 o'clock till 5 o'clock.
Okay. So that could be a nice Valentine's gift right there. You could just give her a gift card for Fen Valley, or
take her down there for the afternoon. Yeah. That's the thing, is because it's 11 to 5, you got time to get home and fire up a grill and create a little dinner, and nothing better than tuning her up a little bit with a couple tastings and bring a couple bottles home, man. I mean, there's strategy to this game. You don't just do it.
All right. Brian Lesperance, Fen Valley Wine in Fenville, Michigan. Thanks so much for joining us on The Grilling Guys.
My pleasure, guys.
All right. Thanks, man.
So, anyway, time for the Snap Fitness Minute. And the Snap suggestion for this week is a curry and ginger rubbed lamb chop with apricot lime sauce.
Ooh, love my lamb chops, man.
It just sounds really good. We're going to post this on the website. I'm not going to read through the whole thing, but total calories per chop are 241. It's pretty good. 12 fat grams.
And those are grilled, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
love lamb chops.
Oh, I love me some lamb chops.
So, 241 calories a piece, I could have three of them.
There you go. I don't know. And then and then you have about a 720 calorie meal. I mean, I might eat eight. I don't know. But let's talk about grilled lamb chops real quick, because you know what they are? A lot of times you get them, they're Frenched, and what that means is there's a long rib bone attached to the chop itself. And those are a fun way to cook them, guys, because you can hang on to that bone when you eat them, and you're actually that's great tailgate food. You could have done that last week at the Super Bowl, but it also will work a very nice presentation on your plate for this Valentine's Day as well.
It's so cute and so pretty that, again, dressing to the T's like we were talking about.
Right.
Now she's going to feel like you went way out of your way, because lamb chops aren't cheap either. And you got to find somebody in your marketplace, wherever you are in Michigan, that has good lamb chops, because all lamb are not created equal. Job, I got to tell you, I, I, I got this really funny email, and it's about the economy being bad, and I just wanted to share a couple of them. The economy is so bad that I received a pre-declined credit card in the mail.
Yeah.
CEOs are now playing miniature golf. ExxonMobil laid off 25 congressmen. Angelina Jolie adopted a child from America. Motel 6 won't leave the light on anymore. A picture is now only worth 200 words. That's bad.
Yeah.
They renamed Wall Street Walmart Street. And finally, called the suicide hotline. I got a call center in Pakistan. When I told them I was suicidal, they got all excited and asked if I could drive a truck.
Yeah.
So that's how bad it is.
It is bad. But if you're a man, we're always got time for man law.
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. And they have barbecue, too. The best pasties in Lower Michigan, bar none.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Love my gravy.
Okay, today's Man Law is ask for what you want. Okay, it's Valentine's Day. Women need to hear this. Let us be clear on this one. Subtle hints do not work. Strong hints do not work. Obvious hints do not work. Just say it.
Yeah, that's back to that listening thing. If there's one thing that I've learned over the years is that we're all perceived as not listening to what the ladies say. It is best if we just get slapped side the head with it. But if you can tune in a little bit, that just shows you care, and that just shows that you're not watching the game and listening to them at the same time.
As long as you're tuning into the Grilling Guys, that's all we really care about.
Yeah, and speaking of the Grilling Guys, we're still on the quest to send barbecue to our troops. That's going to take a little bit different flavor now. We're getting bumped up about moving this thing back to the United States, but rest assured, we'll keep you tuned in on that, but we will be delivering barbecue to returning troops if it happens
That's
to
right.
be in the U.S.
And we still have auction items, and we're moving our auction to May 14th so we can possibly match it up with Hunt for a Cure, so we'll give you details on that coming up real in the next couple of weeks.
Guys, get out there, enjoy this Valentine's Day, make her something sweet to eat, and be safe, and we'll talk with you next week.